Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. After the Last Border by Jessica Gaudeau is a reported non-fiction account of what it takes to rebuild a life after forced displacement. Centered on two refugee families from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the book follows their journey from years of uncertainty and danger to the demanding realities of resettlement in the United States, particularly in Texas. Gaudeau, who has worked closely with refugee communities, frames their experiences within the larger American resettlement system, showing how policy decisions, funding shifts, and public attitudes shape outcomes at the most personal level. Rather than treating refuge as a single moment of arrival, the narrative emphasizes the long arc of survival, family responsibility, and cultural adaptation. The book also highlights the role of caseworkers, volunteers, schools, landlords, and employers, revealing how everyday institutions can either widen or narrow a family's path to stability. It is both intimate storytelling and a grounded look at modern refuge in America. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, From Flight to Survival, The Long Prehistory of Resettlement. A core focus is that refuge does not begin at the airport and it does not end with legal status. The family's experiences illustrate the prolonged, layered nature of displacement violence that forces departure, separation from home communities, and years spent navigating insecurity before any formal resettlement becomes possible. This context matters because it shapes how newcomers arrive, including trauma, interrupted education, health needs, and the weight of responsibility toward relatives left behind. The book shows how endurance becomes a skill set and how family roles shift when survival is the priority. It also clarifies why refugee stories often resist simple narratives of gratitude or instant transformation. By tracing what happens before the United States enters the picture, the book helps readers understand resettlement as the final stage of a much longer process, influenced by international politics and bureaucratic gates. The result is a more realistic view of what families carry with them, including strengths like resourcefulness and mutual aid, alongside grief and exhaustion. This groundwork sets up the rest of the story, making later challenges in America more legible and more human. Secondly, the resettlement machine agencies, paperwork, and fragile timelines. Another major topic is how refugee resettlement operates as an intricate system with strict timelines and limited margins for error. The book highlights the roles of resettlement agencies, local partners, and caseworkers who help families secure housing, enroll children in school, access healthcare, and begin employment. Readers see that this is not a single program but a chain of interdependent steps, each affected by funding levels, staffing, and policy changes. When the system is stretched thin, newcomers can be pushed into unstable housing, low-wage jobs, or confusing administrative hurdles that have real consequences. The narrative also suggests that even well-intentioned programs can feel impersonal when families are processed through checklists. At the same time, it recognizes that individual advocates inside the system can make a decisive difference, translating rules into workable plans and building trust. By bringing the mechanics into the open, the book gives readers a concrete understanding of why some families stabilize quickly while others struggle, even when their motivation is equally strong. Thirdly, Building a Life in Texas: Work, School, Health, and Daily Logistics. The book gives close attention to the everyday work of starting over, finding an apartment, paying deposits, learning bus routes, understanding bills, and managing medical appointments. Employment appears as both opportunity and trap, because early jobs may provide essential income but also limit time for English study, credential recognition, or long-term career planning. School becomes a critical site of adaptation for children and parents alike, revealing language barriers, cultural misunderstandings, and the crucial role of teachers and counselors, who know how to support newcomers. Health is treated as more than a clinical issue, encompassing mental strain, past injuries, and the stress of navigating unfamiliar systems. The story also underscores how seemingly small barriers, such as paperwork, transportation, or a missed deadline, can cascade into larger instability. Yet it also shows how competence grows through repetition and community support, turning confusing routines into manageable habits. This detailed portrayal helps readers appreciate that resettlement is fundamentally practical, shaped by the accumulation of daily decisions and the availability of reliable local infrastructure. Fourthly, family, faith, and community networks that make stability possible. A significant theme is the centrality of relationships in surviving displacement and thriving after arrival. The book highlights how families operate as small institutions, distributing responsibilities among siblings, parents, and extended kin while trying to preserve dignity and cultural continuity. Faith communities and ethnic networks often provide emotional grounding, interpretation help, childcare, and informal job leads, functioning as social safety nets when formal services run out. At the same time, the narrative does not romanticize community, acknowledging tensions, misunderstandings, and the pressure of expectations, including the obligation to send money to relatives abroad. The book also illustrates cross-cultural relationships between refugees and Americans, including volunteers, neighbors, and advocates. showing both the generosity that can emerge and the awkwardness that can accompany it. Through these interactions, readers see integration as a two-way process requiring patience and humility. The broader point is that successful resettlement is rarely an individual triumph alone. It is built through trust, reciprocity, and consistent social ties, especially during the vulnerable first years when systems are unfamiliar and resources are scarce. Lastly, America's Refuge Debate in Human-Scale Policy, Perception, and Consequences, the book connects private family stories to the public arguments that shape refugee admissions and local support. It shows how national policy decisions, public rhetoric, and changes in admission caps can quickly alter the resources available on the ground, affecting housing options, staffing at agencies, and the stability of programs that help people transition into self-sufficiency. By grounding policy in lived outcomes, the narrative challenges abstract claims about who refugees are and what they contribute. It also explores how misunderstandings about legality, security screening, and welfare can fuel skepticism, even when communities benefit from new workers, entrepreneurs, and cultural vitality. The human scale approach highlights the gap between political slogans and the reality of families trying to keep children safe, stay employed, and comply with complex rules. Readers are encouraged to see refuge as part of America's ongoing identity story, influenced by local decisions as much as federal ones. The broader consequence is a clearer sense that the debate is not only about borders and numbers, but about what kind of welcome infrastructure a society chooses to build. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a grounded, humane understanding of refugee resettlement beyond headlines, general nonfiction fans, students of public policy and social work, educators, faith leaders, and anyone curious about how migration systems operate at street level. It will also resonate with readers who value narrative journalism that connects individual lives to the institutions shaping them. The main benefit is perspective. By following two families in detail, the book helps readers recognize the real ingredients of stability, including secure housing, clear bureaucracy, access to healthcare, and supportive community ties. And it can change how a reader interprets news about admissions numbers or local resettlement controversies, replacing abstraction with concrete cause and effect. Compared with many similar books that focus primarily on a dramatic escape or a single heroic arc, this one emphasizes what happens after arrival, where the hardest work often begins. It also adds value by showing multiple viewpoints within the resettlement ecosystem, from families to agencies to neighbors, revealing how small decisions accumulate into life-changing outcomes. For readers deciding what to buy, it offers both compelling storytelling and practical insight into a defining issue of modern America. If you would like to support Jessica Goudeau, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.